Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm so excited that you joined me and my special guest today. I'm your host, Linda Joy, Visibility Catalyst and best-selling publisher at Inspired Living Publishing, as well as Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine for women. You know, here on the Inspired Conversation show, I love bringing you conversations with women who are making a difference in the world, making an impact with their message, their services, their hearts. And joining me today is one of those women. Dr. Joanne White is a number one Amazon international best-selling award-winning author and speaker, executive producer and host of the Power Your Life radio and television shows, and the CEO of the Power Your Life Network. She's a certified business, life, and spiritual coach and energy master teacher who empowers others to realize their dreams and overcome personal, professional, and business challenges. Dr. White has helped millions of individuals and organizations shape their dreams, overcome adversity, master their own success and triumph. She's been featured online and in national and international media outlets. She's made guest appearances on radio and TV networks such as NBC, CBS, Fox, and Voice America. Dr. Joanne was named a Worldwide Branding Top Female Executive in Professional Coaching by Worldwide Who's Who. She also received a distinguished 2018 appointment as a Global Goodwill Ambassador, recognized for her civil and humanitarian work in education, women's rights, entrepreneurship, and coaching. And Joanne, welcome to Inspired Conversations.
Wow, Linda, thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
Well, you and I have been playing, collaborating, and following each other for so long. We're really tied in and tuned in with each other's messages. So I'm like, yay, I can't believe she's here on the show. So I'm excited for this conversation.
Well, I am too, and if you could see my face, I am grinning all over.
Well, I'll tell you, the work you're doing in the world really makes an impact, and you're just so passionate about it. One of the topics we're going to be talking about today is, you know, your keys to empowered living, and you teach this to help others guide themselves to create self-mastery. So let's begin the conversation, Joanne, with what do you mean by empowered living?
You know, I think it's so important that we look at what we're doing in our lives that are empowering ourselves. So what does that mean? Firstly, it means having an appreciation and a respect for who we are. Oftentimes we're our worst enemies and we denigrate ourselves. And to really feel empowered, not because somebody else tells you, but because we're feeling it within our own selves, is to respect what we do, respect who we are, and to honor who we are. And I think that's one of the essential pieces of really feeling empowered and putting that out in the world too. And also accepting ourselves. None of us are perfect. We all have flaws. We all have beautiful aspects of ourselves. So it's so important to embrace all of that. It doesn't mean that we're not here to improve ourselves and to move forward. I believe we're lifelong learners. Yet it means that wherever you are at this moment, wherever you are in your development, in your journey, take a moment to really recognize that, yeah, maybe I made some errors or whatever, but I'm here and I'm moving forward, and that's really important. It's interesting because one of the books that I created years ago, Linda, everything, you know, we go back and forth and making sure that everything's right with the edits, and I finally get the book, and there's one typo. It's like, oh my God, and I had to get to a place of, you know what? It's okay. So it's a typo. It, you know, we did our best. I had other people reading it or whatever. But again, to get to that place of really accepting and honoring who we are, and to also learn that we're here to grow and we're here to change. So to have some level of flexibility within ourselves. Now I can go on and on because there's so much to empowerment, and it's so, to me, it's so exciting because you can't expect other people to appreciate you and honor you if you're not doing that for yourself.
Well, that's so true, Joanne. That was one of the greatest life lessons I've learned, that until we love and honor ourselves, others unable to love and honor us because we're not open to receiving it from them because we haven't given it to ourselves.
Right, and that's so important. And oftentimes we'll do that so easily for our children, for other people, for our friends, but when it comes to ourselves, we neglect that, and that's really important. Another piece to self-empowerment is really about motivation too, because we do have goals, we do have dreams, and we do want to move forward and be better than we were yesterday or the year before or whatever. And oftentimes that motivation isn't external. It's got to be something within yourself, a sense of drive, a sense of purpose to be able to move you forward. And to, you mentioned passion earlier. I think it's so important to recognize that what you're passionate about is something that's important to be presented to yourself and also to the world, and to fuel those passions and motivate yourself. And there are ways to do that. You know, one of them is just to remember what you're excited about and why you're excited about. I often tell some of my clients who come in, and they may be discouraged or they may be unhappy or whatever, even in a relationship. And I say, go back for a moment and think about what was the inspiration or what was, in terms of what you're doing, your purpose, or what was it about that person that really connected you to that person? Because often when we get so busy in our lives, we have a tendency to forget why, the whys, and those are very important as well.
So, John, I'm one that is led by my passion. You know, I'm a creator, and I have to feel joy in my heart for everything I do and work or life. And I've always been one that follows my passion. It's brought me to what I'm doing today. So,
you know, I wanted to add to that, too, because I'm like you. My heart has to be engaged in whatever it is I'm doing. And oftentimes, I remember one experience years ago, I was doing a beautiful job with this company, and at some point there was a shift in the administrative makeup, and there was somebody that was brought in that was totally behavioral. Don't get me wrong, I deal with behavior, but my heart was not in the whole experience, and so I had to seek something else, which is eventually going out in business for myself. So I think that being heart engaged helps you to feel more empowered and helps you to fuel your purpose and to move whatever it is you're doing forward into the world.
Oh, I love that word, heart engaged. That really resonates with me because in the work that I do, is I work with a lot of heart-centered, mission-driven entrepreneurs who are here to make a difference in the world with their sacred gifts. And what I notice, and it's the same for myself, and it sounds like the same for you, is they're here to serve, and they followed that passion and that heart energy, and it led them to business, where In my past, in my younger years, when I became an entrepreneur in 92, I noticed more people were led, let me start a business, and they didn't connect it to their passion or their heart. And so there wasn't joy in what they did. So to me, empowered living is all about connecting all of it.
Yes, connecting the joy, the passion, the reason for doing it. And it's so very important. And you mentioned service, which I am so much in support of that. I believe that we're here to serve. And everyone has a particular way that they can do that or that they do that. And again, it can be linked or it is linked to our passion and our heart's desire. But it's so important to be here in service. I don't know how to do it another way. And maybe that's just good breeding on the part of my family in terms of that's what we're here. But I think that we're here to make a difference, and not just in our own lives, but in the lives of other people. And so if we're learning and growing in terms of empowering ourselves, it's also important to know how to do that for someone else. So if you're really getting good at doing it for yourself, it becomes easier to really lend a hand and to really help other people. And what a beautiful world that would be if we were all on that same page of helping one another and serving one another and following our hearts.
There's so much, for myself, I found there's so much joy. I'm aligned now. And in my earlier years, I was struggling to find that connection, right? That desire to serve and how it could align and feel good energetically, but also get results, right? Because, you know, if we're business owners, we want results. And now I realize that it is possible. It is possible to live a heart-aligned or, as you share, a heart-engaged life, make a difference. I call it living from the inside out, right? I want to live
with
my heart.
Yeah, that's really what it is. You know,
yeah.
When I was younger, I one of the things I always wanted to do was to be a writer. And then when I was probably about 17, I was working in a camp, and the director of the camp was a visionary, and he opened up a program for children with special needs and asked if I wanted to be involved in it. I knew nothing about that at the time. But I remember, initially I was a little apprehensive and a little bit afraid, but I remember working with these children, and there was one little girl, I'm telling you this for a reason, there was one little girl who used to bite the inside of her mouth and bite her arms, and she was also an anuretic, which meant that she just urinated all the time in her pants, and nobody wanted to be near her. They just saw her as somebody that was, you know, somebody that, like, I guess, like an untouchable. And I just, at that point, did very innovative kinds of things. I sang to her. I would rub the inside of her mouth, the outside of her mouth, so she wouldn't be biting on and having, she had all these bruises. I would play with her, and she blossomed into this beautiful little girl that suddenly people wanted to befriend. And I'm saying that because at that moment, it changed my career in terms of, wow, you know, yes, I still love to write. That's part of what I do. But at the same time, to be able to work with people, to help them grow and evolve, and to be instrumental in someone else's growth and transformation, to me, it is such a blessing. It's a beautiful thing. And it grows us as well as the other people that we're serving.
What a beautiful example. Thank you for sharing that, because I truly believe that sometimes we experience a situation that changes the trajectory of our lives. And that was a powerful one, and I'm sure many of our listeners can think back to a moment where they had some type of experience that in that moment they were tapped into their passion, their life purpose, and they trusted enough to follow that, and it unfolded in such a beautiful way. I know that's my case. And when we come back from our first break, Joanne, let's talk about, because you teach the keys to empowered living, I'd love to dive deeper into what some of those keys are. And we'll be back in a moment with Dr. Joanne White. You can learn more about Joanne and her beautiful offerings and her books at drjoannewhite.com. We'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM. Part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is the amazing Dr. Joanne White. So, Joanne, right before the break, we were talking about empowered living and what it feels like to be heart engaged and connected to our passion and our purpose. You teach a lot about the keys to empowered living. Could you share some of those keys with us?
I think integrity is really important, and part of that is not just with other people, it's also with yourself. Being truthful with who you are, with your shortcomings, with your strengths, being able to tell yourself the truth. I think that's very important because oftentimes we don't like to face ourselves, and we may be reluctant to take a look at something that we did that was an error or a mistake. And yet it's important to be able to see all of us in all of who we are in all of the facets of what makes up me, what makes up you. And I think that's an important piece. I think also having a sense of commitment to you, to your goals, to the passion we've been talking about, commitment to your purpose. I believe that we're all here to do something, and it doesn't mean that it has to be something major that changes the world. But whatever it is you're doing, whatever it is you're driven to do or there's passion for, commit to it. Don't hesitate. Don't put it off. And that's like, to me, that's like showing up for yourself, Linda, and I think that's important. If you have kids, you have to show up for them, okay? You have to make sure that they're fed. You have to make sure that they're eating healthy, that they're doing healthy things, that they feel good, that they're receiving love, and that there's a sense of balance. You have to do that for yourself. You have to make sure that you're committed not just to your goals but also to feeling good and to doing what you need to do to keep you energized, to keep you happy, and also to keep you motivated. I think motivation, as I said earlier, is important because it can't always be external. It needs to be internal as well. I also have something that I call like an ideal plan, which is initially about having intention and imagination to be able to put forth whatever it is we're feeling excited about or passionate about. And then a sense of direction, being able to recognize and to set down the steps and have the discipline and the drive and the dedication. That's part of that commitment that I've been talking about, to really move ourselves forward, move our dreams forward, our goals forward. And it's also to be able to have the energy, the emotion, and the envisioning to see that and to make that happen. And also to be able to be honest enough to evaluate, okay, hey, this didn't work, or you know what, there's something not right about this, or I need to fix this, whatever. So without getting totally lost or giving up or giving in, to be able to look at something with an evaluative eye and say, okay, what if I just tweak this a little bit? What if I change it a little bit to make a difference? So that's part of that ideal plan, and also action. You have to be able to move things forward. It's great to have all these wonderful ideas and creativity just in our brains because that's who we are. And yet, if you don't put them in action, make them happen, all they are just these beautiful ideas that are encircling around in your head. And part of that is your attitude. And again, it's not just selfish. It's not just about your attitude to yourself. And again, that's really important. But how do you see other people? We were talking earlier about service. So how are you treating other people? Because that's also important. And engaging other people in your passion, in whatever you're doing, so that you can not only support yourself, but also support other people and help them along. And the last part of that is also to live. And living is about that self-care that I was talking about, to actually seed your dreams and your goals and with a sense of focus and with passion, and develop relationships with people that are there to help you, that are like-minded. You do that so beautifully, Linda, that the people that really care and are interested in some of the same things that you are, so that you can help one another. I think that's beautiful when there's that kind of synergy, that there are so many people helping one another to fuel a dream and to fuel a purpose. And that's part of the ideal plan that I'm talking about in terms of the keys for empowerment. It's also important to be optimistic. Now that sounds like, oh, that's a nice little, but it, you know, that's just nice. But it we've all had challenges. You and I spoke about some challenges earlier that we go through. And despite the challenges, it's so important to be able to have a sense of lightness about it. I have gone through a lot of challenges, and I like to kind of laugh at them or have an observer. I usually have a part of me that observes what's going on so that I can make light of it, not because I want to minimize the challenges that I'm going through, but rather to be able to see them and not let them overpower me or absorb me to the point that I can't move forward in my life.
I think optimism, I mean, that's me all the way, is my optimism, which is, I have to say, has been a learned trait, changed my life. And I want to talk about some of the other ones. I was taking notes as you were talking about, you know, intention is so important, but I love what one of the ones that you shared that I think is missing for so many people, and they wonder why their life doesn't change or there is inspired action, right? And that was missing in my younger years. I'd be like, I was a visionary, I'd have all these ideas, but I never knew that was the missing piece, right? You can't just dream or envision or set intentions. The action is so important.
So you know, it really is. And what happens when you start taking action or start taking a small step? I remember when I was going for my PhD, and I made a list of, it must have been about 90 steps that I had to do to finally get to the, you know, get my PhD. And initially I was frozen. I thought, how do I even accomplish this? 90 steps. This is crazy. Why did I do this to myself? And yet when I wrote them down and I created this action plan and I was able to go through each step, not one a day or whatever, just the way that they unfolded, it was such a sense of accomplishment and satisfaction. And I remember when I got to that 90th step, it was like, I did it. I mean, I never thought I could do it. It just seemed like this overwhelming task, and yet those little steps and having a plan and really feeling like it, again, fueling it with that passion and that commitment, I was able to get through it. And I remember having a dream. It was after I had presented my defense to the committee and received my PhD, and I remember having a dream, and in the dream it was like, I had all these other steps to do, and I woke up in a panic, Linda. And then I remembered, hey, it's done. Which was such a wonderful feeling.
And didn't reaching that goal that you personally set for yourself, it really it sets something in your soul, I think, and in your mind that if I just accomplished the thing I swore I couldn't accomplish, then anything is possible.
Yes, and then it opens the door to other dreams, to other goals that we may think, oh, look at that. I mean, maybe she could do that or he could do that, but I don't think I could ever do that. I think that's also important in empowering ourselves, is being able to reach a little further than we think possible, or maybe a lot further. I remember years ago, I set up to do a presentation for about 200 women, and I was going to do a PowerPoint, and I had never done PowerPoint before. And part of my head said, Joanne, what are you doing? I mean, you have to be really good at this. But I set the goal and to learn it. And what better way to learn it was to have a due date where I had to learn it or else. And I did it. And it was such a feeling of accomplishment. But beforehand, it was like, are you crazy? Why did you do that to yourself? But it was important for me to be able to set that goal, set that intention, follow through with the action and whatever I needed to get to that place and feel good about it.
Exactly. So did you find all these keys and over the years of the work you've done with clients and on yourself, did they like unfold or did you sit down to say, I want to discover what the keys are? Like how did they come into your life?
You know, I think, as I said earlier, I think we're here to learn and to grow and to serve. So we're in constant development, constant evolution. I like to see us as totally evolving souls, evolving people. So no, they weren't there instantaneously. They came from work. They came from making mistakes, from failing at things, from working with other people and helping them get to their goals and through their passions and get to the other side of it. So it's a journey. And I think despite the challenges, like I said earlier, it's a beautiful journey. And to me, I feel blessed to be alive. I mean, I think that every day it's like, wow, here's another opportunity, another day to help someone, to empower myself, to make a difference, I usually go for morning walks and the birds are out, and I'm talking to the birds. Thank you for your song. thank you. It sounds silly, but it's recognizing the preciousness of life and the preciousness of who we are, and being able to fuel whatever it is we're doing with that sense of enthusiasm and passion and love of life, I guess.
Oh, it's so true.
I answered your question because I went
off.
Yeah,
you did, and you're speaking my language. So when we come back from our next break, let's talk about, you've mentioned the word self-mastery a couple times, and let's talk about that when we come back. And I'll be back in a moment with Dr. Joanne White. You are listening to Inspired Conversations Radio Show.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ladies, your story has the power to transform lives. Four-time best-selling boutique publishing company, Inspired Living Publishing, is dedicated to sharing women's stories of hope, love, and transformation with the intention to inspire and empower their readers to believe in the power of possibility. Share your story in an upcoming print or Kindle project. Visit inspiredlivingpublishing.com today.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is the extraordinary Dr. Joanne White. And we have been talking about empowered living, the keys to empowered living, the importance of taking inspired action. And Joanne, as I mentioned right before the break, you've used the word self-mastery a few times. How do you define self-mastery?
Well, to me, self-mastery and self-empowerment are intertwined. Self-mastery is about, okay, so you're recognizing what it is you want to do, and it may not just be a job or a goal. It may also be being a better person or a better parent or doing something differently or working with some of your shortcomings. So it's about, firstly, doing that analysis, recognizing whatever it is, if it's a goal, what you need to do with that goal, like I was talking about with my PhD program, and setting the stage for that to happen with some kind of plan, with some kind of format or a vision as to what those steps are to be able to attain them. And we talked about action earlier, so it's about being able to take action, to be active in that goal, in that commitment to yourself or to whatever it is, and to have the drive to move it forward. I don't know that we're always like perfect. I said I don't think we are, but I think that mastering ourselves is also about being in charge of our emotions and our thoughts, and being able to recognize that we can have control over them. We can have control over how we respond to somebody else rather than just reacting to them. I remember years ago, and this is when I was younger, I picked up a lot of fears from my mother, and I adore her, and she's deceased now, but I remember that I was sitting in a car, because she said, oh, you're driving on the highway, driving on the thruway, it's so dangerous, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm sitting in my car. It's the first time I'm driving by myself with my license, whatever. My foot that was on the accelerator is shaking like crazy. It's like, because all that fear that I had was like coming up, and I was envisioning an accident. And I was, Linda, I was immobilized. I couldn't move. I was thinking more of all of the horrific possibilities. So, and I was what? I was like 17. So I couldn't just stay there frozen. I had something I was going to do. And I remember creating a cartoon in my head, and I actually use that in some of my workshops now. I call it Cartoon Your Fears Away. And what I did was, in the cartoon, I remember this so strongly, I saw my car and another car with big faces on, and instead of crashing into one another, which was the fear that was going on, I saw them dancing, and it made me smile, and it lightened the fear, and my shaking subsided, and I was able to drive. So part
of
that is
the mind.
We have fears. I'm sure we all have fears, and we all have areas where we don't feel that we're that knowledgeable, or we need to learn more, but we can move past them, and that's part of being a human and growing and evolving and deciding, you know what, even though that's in my way, I'm going to figure out how to get past it or how to conquer it or what to do so that it's not working against me.
So true, and that was a beautiful example of how to shift your mindset, right? From
yes.
fear to faith. And for me, like some a lot of the work I do with myself is I changed my life when I changed my thoughts. Now, part of what I believe, and it sounds as you do, is I'm also loving and gentle with myself, right? Because I believe in self-mastery, but I also believe in our imperfections and not berating or judging ourselves when something doesn't go as we had planned. Here's a question for you, because I notice this in my own life and in my clients. We can sometimes master one area of our life, like, oh, yeah, I've got this baby, but then struggle with self-mastery in another area. Do you find that also?
Yes, I do, what you said earlier, I just want to comment on, because I think that's part of self-mastery too, is being able to allow yourself to feel vulnerable, and to recognize that even when you make that mistake, or even if you realize that you can't do this, like you said, to be gentle and to be loving, and to be kind to yourself. Think about what that would be like if you have a child and you're constantly berating that child and telling that child he or she isn't good enough, or what's wrong with you? Why did you make that mistake? Why can't you do anything right? So if you're doing that to yourself, how can you develop a sense of confidence or a sense of purpose or even have the energy and the attitude to go forward into another goal if you're just so defeated by everything that you've been telling yourself? So really being kind and loving and compassionate with your mistakes is part of the journey and is part of self-mastery. That's part of our humanness, and you've got to accept we're human. And you know what? Part of that is making mistakes and being able to look at them and not just, oh, what did I do? I'm going to hide under the blanket and never come out. It's about being able to laugh at a little bit and see it and love yourself anyway. And once you're able to do that, you can move forward and, I believe, conquer the world.
Oh, I believe it too. Because for me, it's like I like to see my life and my path as an unfolding. I take inspired action. I have plans, but I'm always more tuned in to my inspiration and intuition more than the strategic plan I have on paper. In fact, everything I birth is from intuition, intention, and my desire to serve. Do I have loose plans? Yes, but I want to allow myself and my life to unfold according to my soul's evolution, which means sometimes, and this is the part I find my clients struggle with, something that was right for me 4 years ago, we'll say in business, right? We'll just pick that topic. It could be relationships for someone else or health. I tap in and say, does this still feel good to me? And if I let something go, I don't judge myself and go, oh, you let that go, you know, after 4 years of doing it, because we are evolving souls.
Yes. What,
do you find that too? Do you follow that?
Yeah, oh, I do. And yeah, my intuition comes through in dreams and in so many other ways. It's interesting because years ago I wanted to go into movement therapy, and I have a background in dance, and I had an injury. And I felt like devastated initially. Okay, so I can't do this dream anymore. But I really believed that the universe was guiding me in a different direction because, okay, I had to kind of redefine where I was going, what I was doing, and it opened up a whole different world that was right for me. And I wouldn't have realized it at the time without going through what I had to go through to get to the other side. So yes, I think intuition is incredibly powerful. I teach it too. And I always say that the universe is very responsive. I'll tell you a silly story. Years ago, I was supposed to go visit a friend, and it was really stormy, and I was hesitant, and his name was Lee. I had to cross a bridge, da-da-da-da-da. So before the storm hit, I was walking, and I put that question out, well, should I go visit Lee or whatever? What should I do? There was a truck that drove by, and it had the initials on it, C, and then it had Lee. So I thought, okay, that's it. I'm C Lee. Me that I need to do it. And I did, and it was fine. It cleared up. There was even a rainbow. So, yeah, I love to follow it. And it, to me, creates more joy, especially when you're following something like that. And that's, you know, that's just one little example. But things open up, and there's more beauty and more joy and just more wonderful newness that just unfolds. It's beautiful. I love it.
Well, we have another gift in common, because I call it soul giggles. Like when something like that happens to me and I see a sign, you know, I get soul giggles because it's like, oh, thank you, divine, you know, for the loving guidance and support. So I want to talk about, when we come back from our final break, you have an energy master teacher. Let's talk about that. What does that mean? Right? How do you incorporate it in your work? Because I love energy. So we'll be back in a moment with Dr. Joanne White. I invite you to learn more about Joanne's empowering work at drjoannewhite.com. We'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you ever wondered, what is my pet thinking? Or how is she feeling? You're not alone. The good news is that it is possible to intuitively communicate with your pets. Best-selling author Mary Beth Decker is an intuitive animal communicator and founder of sacredgrove.com, where people and pets heal and connect. Her book, Peace in Passing, Comfort for Loving Humans During Animal Transitions, is available at Amazon. Mary Beth works with people who love their animals as much as, or more than, the humans in their lives. She uses her abilities to address animals' issues which disrupt joyful cohabitation and loving connection. She's sought after to aid in animal transitions whether it's helping your pet move into or away from your family or into the next life. Learn more at sacredgrove.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Dr. Joanne White. So, Joanne, along with all the other roles you play as an award-winning, best-selling author, speaker, executive producer, and host of the Power Your Life radio and TV shows, you're also an energy master teacher, and I believe in the power of, you know, working with our energy. What is an energy master teacher?
Well, first, let me go back and tell you how that started, too. That was from that injury that I had when I was dancing. And I was going to doctors, and I'm not putting doctors down at all, but I was not getting what I needed. I was not able to sit in a car. I was in constant pain. I had injured my knee, and some of the techniques the doctor had given me actually injured my back in the process. And so I was like, what do I need to do? How do I heal myself? And I was in search of what I needed to do to take care of myself. I think I lost a year of my life because I was just in such agony. And so I started to look for alternative ways to heal myself. And that was a journey. It was a self journey initially. And I found energy work and hypnosis and Alexander technique. And I studied them because and it helped me. And I thought, if this can help me, look what it could also do for other people. So again, there was that divine guidance because it opened up all these doors that I incorporated into my service, my practice. But it wouldn't have, you know, I wouldn't have gone that route had it not been for something that happened to me that I needed to research and to expand into my own growth and potentiality. So sorry for that, but I think it's important to give the background a little bit. So
I do too.
Energy. Firstly, we're all energy, and there's so much now about, you know, even our hearts have energy, parts of our bodies have energy. And what it is it's a vibration. Like if you're sitting in a room and you may not know anything about energy, but there's somebody sitting next to you and who may be very sad or very depressed or whatever, you may actually, I know I do, experience that from another person. So what if you were very conscious of your energy and the fact that you and I love to be joyful, that what we're doing is sending out that energy, that joy into the world rather than sadness and anger and depression? It would make, to me, it would make a beautiful difference, and it does shift people and it does change people. I've studied a lot of different energy modalities, and I'm a Reiki master teacher, and I've studied many modalities. And what energy does also is that we have these energy fields in our body, and whether it's through stress or through living or through da-da-da-da-da, whatever it is, we can actually close off some of that energy or tighten it or get it out of balance. And part of energy work is being able to create that beautiful flow of energy within ourselves so that we feel good, that we're at our optimal level of functioning and living. And when we're doing that, we can also beautifully send that out to other people. I also, you know, when I do energy work, I can do it when somebody's actually here, but I can also do energy work, which is distance healing. One of my clients, she's in Hawaii, and she came to visit her family who was here, and I get a phone call. She's about to leave, and her mother called me, and her mother said she has a fever, she has the chills. Can you do some energy work on her? And again, she wasn't in my office, so that she could take the plane and get back to Hawaii and back to her family. And I did. And the next day, I get an email from her daughter, from the person I worked on, who said, "Joanne, thank you. The chills went away. The fever went away. I was able to board the plane, and I feel really, really good." So energy is very powerful. We're all made of energy, and we have to be conscious of the energy that we're creating in the world, not only for ourselves, but for other people.
I love this conversation because I believe it. Like you do, everything is energy. And when I became aware of that probably, I don't know, 15, 18 years ago on my own personal journey, it shifted everything because I can now tap in, and I teach my granddaughter and my grandson this. She's 7, she's 18. And I say, how do you feel in your own body? Is it joyful? Is it constricted? Is it expansive? And I think that's the greatest gift we can teach the children.
I love it. It's beautiful. I like to be able to go into a store, to go into whatever experience, and I feel like I want to spread joy. So I remember being in, where was I? I was in Wegmans, okay, a supermarket around here. There's this little girl that's crying and crying and crying, and I wear a hat that has all these feathers that the birds have blessed me with when they've left them in my backyard. And I go over to where the little girl is crying, and parents are looking like, oh, what do we do, whatever. And I'm being a clown, taking my hat off and playing a little bit. The little girl was like quiet to watch what was going on. She smiled. I did what I needed to do, and I walked away. And I just think if we could spend a few moments just really, because it took nothing, and it made me feel good. Her parents smiled. The little girl smiled. And it took nothing from my day. It took very little effort to put that out into the world and to help shift something to make it better.
Oh, what a beautiful story.
Thank you.
I'm going to share one with you that I feel... you know, sometimes family court buildings, imagine the energy there, the sadness, the depth, the residual energy from years of stuff. Well, I had a family member who I went to family court with, and it was all civil, but that's still a scary place to be. And I said, as we were walking in, I said, "We're going to envision love and light." Right? And I said, "That's all I want you to focus on. You don't need to focus on anything else. As the lawyers are talking, you envision love and light." I was just a support person. So I sat on the bench. And this is so funny. It's similar to what you did. And I opened my heart chakra, and I would just shoot beams of light at the opposing attorney. I don't even like that word, opposing. And send love and light to her ex-partner. Do you know I did that? It was a long day, 8 hours, and I did that, and I would keep recalibrating her energy so she could stay in alignment with her truth, that this would all be unfold for the highest and best. At the beginning, Joanne, that attorney was one of those high-energy shocks. That's the best way I could say. She was on a mission to kill, crush, and destroy.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, and I've shared this story on a couple of radio shows, at the end of the day, this opposing attorney who had intimidated the rest of everyone else, not my heart, she actually came up to me and my family member and said, "I have never met two people who could stay aligned and grounded and centered in the midst of this chaos."
Wow.
And yes, and so I giggled. Right? I said, "Well, thank you." And I realized then that by me focusing my heart energy on her, she felt it and regrounded in her truth.
Right, and she didn't know why, but she just felt it.
Yeah, she felt it. That's when I knew and my family member saw. That's the power in what you just shared in that little story about the little girl. She felt your joy. It helped dissipate and shift the energy. Energy is powerful. I am, you know, such a proponent of us working with our individual energy. And so thank you for sharing that beautiful story. Thank you for being here today and sharing yourself with the Inspired Conversation audience.
Thank you for having me because you are a joy and you do spread joy, and thank you for all that you do, because I feel very blessed to have this conversation and to be here with you today. So thank you so much, Linda.
Oh, you're welcome, Joanne. And I want to invite everyone, please go to Dr. Joanne White, and that's Joanne, JoanneWhite.com, to learn more about the extraordinary work Joanne is doing in the world. And I look forward to seeing you every Tuesday here on the Inspire Conversation Show, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Until the next show, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.